Continuing paragraph mem. Rav Nosenzal says, Ki bimei hasfira tzrichin letahir atzmenu mizuamas mitzrayim, sheze b'chinas tshuva. During the Yemei HaSfira, we're involved in purifying ourselves from the impurity of Mitzrayim. Sheze b'chinas tshuva. V'chein kol odom b'chol dor v'chol zman b'chol shana v'shana tzorech letahir atzmoy b'chol eis mizuamosoy. And so to every single person in all generations, all times of the year, has to be involved in purifying himself from his impurities. Shezehu ikra tshuva. That's the essence of tshuva. Shezehu ikra ha'achono l'kabolas ha'toyra. And this is the main preparation for receiving and accepting the Torah. Ki loi ha'medrash hu ha'ikra elo ha'maisa. Because as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, the main thing is not just learning, the main thing is doing the right thing. V'ikra tshuva hi b'b'chinas tefila samincha kanal, shi b'chinas tefila lo nikiyatoif. And the essence of tshuva is tied into what we said earlier about the tefila of mincha, which is the tefila of the oni. Sheze b'chinas korb mincha shi korban shel oni v'dal moed, shi asiris v'efo shebo b'dal edalus. This is the korban mincha, which is the korban of a poor man who can't afford an ox or a lamb or even pigeons. He can only afford a handful of flour. And he brings this in his very impoverished state. Hainu, Rav Nosenzal elaborates now. Ki Hashem Yisborach, Meir Oiroi HaGodol B'Leiv Kol Echod B'Chol Yoim Loiroi B'Tshuva. Hashem shines his great light into each and every single Jew's heart on a daily basis to inspire the person, to wake up the person to do tshuva. This is what's discussed in the famous chapter 54 in Likutei Moran that speaks about Zikoroin Dalmadosi. Sheshem Yisborach metzamtzem atzmoy me'ein soif adein tachlis umarameis remozim lechol echod. That Hashem kavyachol constricts himself and brings himself down to each and every single person and sends each and every single person hints, remozim, every single day to show the person that Hashem wants that person to come close to him. Ach kol ma shemeir beliboy milamalo hu etzloi bebechinas oirein soif. However, when this inspiration is coming from Hashem, when Hashem is initiating this, then it's coming in the form of Hashem's infinite light, Hashem's oirein soif. V'alkein al piroiv kishen esoir ektsas hu mesoir chutz mi'amidu kanal. And therefore, when a person is inspired from that kind of phone call from Hashem, kavyachol, very often what happens is that the inspiration comes in a burst, and it's chutz mi'amida, it's a little bit too much sometimes. U'kisharoitza letzamtzem ho'er, and when the person tries to control that light and to constrict that light, mizgabrem boy hamachshavois rois, shenikos mi'atzim tzumim. Then the Yetzer comes in the form of Machshava Yisrois, which is usually a result of Tzimtzum. Whenever a person introduces Tzimtzum to the picture, so that's coming from the left side, that's the Yetzer, so the Yetzer jumps in with his package, with his Machshava Yisrois. Shein b'chinas koyach ha-Yetzer kanal. U'machmazeh nisrachku kama mitshuva. And unfortunately, this is what has led many people to fall out from tshuva. V'alkein ikr tikana tshuva hu bebechinas korban mincha shu korban oni v'dal bedalei dalus. And it's for this reason that the real essence of tshuva is the korban mincha, which is the korban of a poor person who's bringing it when he's in his poorest state. Dahainu shiyivatel gavosoi legamri v'yeda shiflusoi b'emes. Rav Nosenzal says, we need to know what is poor man? What does poverty represent? Poverty goes together with humbleness. Person who's poor, the Pasuk says, Al Yishalil Chacham B'Chachmosei Gibo B'Gvurosei Oshir B'Oshroi. That a person who's very bright or very rich or very powerful shouldn't be angry, shouldn't be arrogant. Because arrogance usually goes together with those things, with wealth. There's a pasuk here, Oshir Yane Azus. A wealthy person speaks brazenly, arrogantly, whereas a poor person is a natural for poverty. unfortunately, sometimes we live in a world that's so cuckoo that you have a concept of dal geyer. You have a person who's very poor and arrogant also, but that's hopefully an exception to the rule. The norm is that when we speak about a person who's really, really poor, naturally that person feels very low, very humble. So Rav Nosnel says, when we're speaking about Korb Mincha, symbolically, we're speaking about a person who's humbling himself. V'chol yediyas v'hargoshas shiflusa v'katnusa v'kilkulov u'pegomov hamarube ma'oid lo yiyul aro rak l'toiva. However, Rav Nosnel attaches a warning to this, that when a person is trying to get themselves into that frame of mind, to be very humble, to feel like nothing, nobody, person has to be careful that that should only be used constructively, not destructively. That the person, by focusing on how bad they are and how far from Hashem they are, that shouldn't cause them to go further away from Hashem. That shouldn't cause the person to give up on themselves or to feel totally dejected and rejected. Rak yiftach b'chazdi Hashem v'riboy rachma v'atzum emo'id. But rather, the person should trust in Hashem's kindness, His great kindness, sheyesh tikva gam elav, that there's even hope for me. Sheyecholin lizkois leskarv l'Hashem yisborach mikol mokem shehu ha'idei b'chinas korbanoni shimincha. Every single person, no matter where he's at, has the ability to come close to Hashem through this Korban Mincha. Shehu afal pi she'ein achayte yocholovi paravayel v'keves. Korban Mincha is giving us a message that even though this person doesn't have enough good to be able to bring an ox or a ram or a sheep, v'afilu oifois tona b'bnei yoyna ein yodem asek laviyim, he can't even afford to bring birds, pigeons, or anything like that. Despite that, Hashem has provided a solution even for this person through Hashem's incredible kindness. That the person should at least bring a small measure of flour. And by Hashem doing this, Hashem is hinting to us that his kindness is infinite, and there's nobody that doesn't have something to give, that can't give his portion. That even if a person can't do tshuva the way they really should be doing tshuva, like the people from earlier generations, shehayu misanim, who used to fast, and they would put their bodies through all kinds of deprivations, all kinds of difficulties, as is known. Despite that, the person shouldn't think that they're out of the category of tshuva. Ki gam nekuda toiva achas shel bechinas tshuva yokor ma'oid bein Hashem Yisborach. Because even one drop of tshuva is very precious in the eyes of Hashem. Just for the record, this shiur is being given on Asara Beteves, Tovshin Samach Zayin, which happens to be a fast day, not just an ordinary fast day, but this is the fast of the Yortzeit of Rav Nosnzal. Schusa Yogan Alein of Al Kol Yisrael. And we reiterate the famous special words of the Shulchan Aruch when it speaks about fast days, that when the Torah says about the people of Nineveh that they were Rishoim, and Hashem said to Yonah Novi to tell them, I'm going to destroy them, I'm going to wipe them out completely unless they get their act together. And the Torah says, sure enough, as soon as the people were informed about this, they immediately jumped on the opportunity to do tshuva, and the king himself took off his crown, he put on ashen sackcloth, and the pasuk says there, Vayar Hashem es maaseihem, Hashem saw their actions. And the Gemara makes a point of saying, it doesn't say Hashem saw their fasting, Hashem saw their good deeds, the fact that they decided to change the way they were behaving. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us this, that whenever we celebrate a fast day, to know that the fast day is just to put us into the proper frame of mind for tshuva. Tshuva is correcting our deeds, both Beinodom Lamokoim, Beinodom Chaveiroi, to really want to improve our relationship with Hashem and with all the people around us, family members, neighbors, friends, everybody. Rav Nosson Zal continues, Dehainu, kishe'odom et samsem ho'er ha'meir b'liboi, ve'einoi ho'ilech b'gdoilois v'neflois mimenu, when a Jew is zeicha to control and to constrict the light that's burning in his heart, that fire that's burning in his heart, and the person doesn't try to go above his level, and the person draws the light of Hashem upon themselves in a measured way, in a calculated way. The ho'ikar, and the most important aspect of this is, kishe'shoimer machshavtoi, when the person is a shoimer machshava, he watches his thoughts, he's careful to try not to think any thoughts that are out of bounds, that Hashem wouldn't want him to be thinking. Umenatek machshavtoi meira l'toiv, and he disengages his brain from bad to good. Afal pi she'tshuvosei bekatnus godol, yokor hu bein Hashem isbora. Even though his tshuva is minimal, this is very precious to Hashem. Ki hi bechinas korban oni vedal, she bechinas asir seifa, she yokor moed bein Hashem isborach. Because his tshuva is the aspect of this korban, this sacrifice of the poor person, the korb mincha, this handful of flour, which is extremely precious to Hashem. Kama shifligu rabbeinu zal bekama v'kama v'kama yokor bein Hashem isborach korban minchasoni, as our rabbis have elaborated tremendously as to how special this korban of the poor man is to Hashem. Kama shomer zal, as the Gemara says, Menachas al posuk v'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha. The posuk says a soul who will bring a mincha offering to Hashem. And the Torah emphasizes that it says, nefesh ki sakriv, that Hashem considers his bringing his handful of flour as if he was moiser nefesh, as if he sacrificed himself to Hashem. V'chein b'medrash, shemaflig ma'oid, ba'oid semala sikras korban oni etzal Hashem Yisborach. And so too, if you look in the medrash, it elaborates tremendously as to how super special this korban oni is to Hashem, this korban of the poor, the korb mincha. Ki ikra ha-korbanato hi tfilo, sheze ikra tshuva. Because nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we know that the real sacrifice today is our tfilo. The Gemara says, tfilois b'mokim tmidim tignun, that the tfilois that we offer today are in place of the korbanos. We say, unishalma porim sifosenu, we replace the oxen with our lips. And in fact, we're told also that tefillah is a concept of mesirus nefesh, because the pasuk says, nafshi yotza bedabroi. When I speak, I'm spilling out my soul, outpouring of the soul. It's called pouring out my soul. So that's the essence of tshuva today, tefillah. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Hosea, k'chu imochem dvorim v'shuvu el Hashem. Bring with you words and return to Hashem. As the Gemara says on that, Ein ani mevakish mikem ela dvorim. Hashem says, the only thing I ask you for is, talk to me, speak to me. Ve'ikar chashivus hatfilah v'adiburim etzal Hashem Yisborach hem hatfilah v'adiburim sheloni v'dal. And the most precious words to Hashem are the words of the poor man, a person who feels poor, who is humble, who is small. As our rabbis elaborate on this a lot. And as the Zohar HaKodesh elaborates on this, on the Pasuk in Tehillim, the tefillah of the poor man, kiyatoiv, he wraps himself up with Hashem. He has personal meeting with Hashem. V'lefnei Hashem yishpach sichoi. The pasuk testifies that when a poor man pours out his heart, no malachim get involved. There's no intermediaries at all. Hashem says, just him and me, one on one. I'm alone with my closest client, and I don't want to be disturbed. I don't want anybody to be with us at the time. Kama v'kama yokor etzal Hashem yisborach tefilas halel al tzrochov hagashmiim. Al chisoran panasosoi, And there it's even talking about a person who's poor, financially poor, who's pouring out his heart to Hashem about his physical needs in which he's so lacking. Mikol shkein v'kol shkein, kishehod amargish ani yusei v'shiflusei b'maisov. How much more so when a person recognizes his how poor he is in good deeds. Shehu oni v'dal min adas, that he's poor in das, in sechel. That's the real poverty. As the Gemara says in the Dorim, Ein oni ela bedas, that the real poverty is a person who's lacking in das. Dahainu kishyesh loy maisim roim, meaning when a person is doing bad deeds. Rachmono litzlan, shezehu anius hadas. We know that that's coming from a lack of brains, lack of sechel, lack of intelligence. Ki ein odame oivra avera ilum ki nechnas boi roshtus. Because the Gemara says in the beginning of Saita that a person can only do an Avera if a Ruach Shtus went into their mind. No rational person will do something for which he knows he's going to be punished very severely and possibly eternally. Mikolshken, Kishinoiflamal of Shnei Minyanius. How much, and Rav Nosal says now, if we talk about a person who has both kinds of poverty, number one, oni min adas, miribu kilkulov atzumim, a person who is lacking in sechel. He's busy, he's doing averas, rachmatzon, he's doing all kinds of wrong things. Vegam hu oni umachusa parnosam oid. And he's also tremendously lacking in money, in parnosa, financially. Vuhanias vichasarn parnososim avavaloisim oid. And his poverty, his financial poverty, and his lack of parnosa is troubling him tremendously. And when the person starts analyzing what's going on in his life, and he starts tuning that Hashem is sending him every single day, how Hashem is hinting to him to change his ways. And the person looks at his situation and it looks hopeless to him. Because from right to left, he doesn't see any way out. His behavior, his actions are totally messed up. His parnosa is terrible. And his wife and kids are screaming, begging. They need money. They have to buy clothes. They need food. All kinds of necessary things. And when the person is able to overcome all of that, and that person goes ahead and pours out his heart to Hashem in his impoverished state, that's incredibly precious and special to Hashem. Kamoshikosov, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki loy bozo veloy shikatz enos oni. Hashem will never insult or reject the call of the poor man, the cry of the poor man. Veloy hister panav mimenu. And Hashem will never hide his face from such a person. Uveshavoye lov shamea. When that person cries out to Hashem, Hashem listens. So Rav Nosal says, as the Gemara says, from the fact that it says Hashem will not turn away from him, Hashem will not reject him, michlal sheroi levazoi soy leshakzu lasman amenu. The pasuk implies that we're dealing with an individual who deserves to have Hashem despise him and turn away from him and everything, and despite that, Hashem is saying, I won't do it. I won't reject the tefillah of such a person. But rather, Ach Rabim Rachmov Ma'oid Ma'oid. But rather, Hashem's kindness is incredibly great. Ve'enoy mevaseu. Hashem does not insult that person. Ve'enoy meshaktzeh. Hashem doesn't reject him. Ukamashikosu. But rather, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi, Eshkoin Estako. Hashem says, I reside by those people who are very low. Uchsiv, and as the pasuk says, Toshev enoy shadako, adir ducho shel nefesh, that who can do tshuva? A person who is adako, a person who is in the lowest, lowest spiritual state. Paragraph Mem Aleph. V'zeh shekosu b'medrash rabba parshas vayikra u'b'medrash rabba parshas lech lecha kol ha-korbonois gila kadosh baruch hu la'avram avinu olav ha-sholem chutz mi'asira so'efa. The Medrash says there that Hashem revealed to Avram Avinu all the different sacrifices except for the mincha, except for this asira so'efa. Ki zeh hasoid shel korban mincha she asira so'efa she korban oni v'dal b'dalei dalus zeh yi'efsher lahasig machmas sha'ga'ulo ho'achroina tluya bozeh. Because this secret of the korban oni, of the korban that's brought by a person who's in the lowest possible spiritual state, that secret cannot be understood completely because the final geula is dependent on it, on that. Ki bozeh toloi ikar tikun atshuva. Because the ikar tikun atshuva depends on this. Levli leyayesh atzmoy afilu bedalei dalei dalos. For a person not to give up on themselves, even when they're in the lowest spiritual state and financial state, when they're totally messed up. B'chol abchinas now, afal pikein yizgaber atzmoy kama sheyuchol. Still, despite all that, the person should do what they can. Shehu b'chinas asirus ve'efa, she korban oni. This is the concept of this tenth of an efa flower, which is the korban of the poor man. Dehainu shetshuvosoi hi bekatnus otzamoid. We're talking about an individual whose tshuva is on a very minimal level, very low. Ukamayisham razal shelamdo mizeh shegam ma'atu avoido v'atfila shlaktana v'namuchim b'chinasanim v'dalim yoker etzla shemizborach. And as our rabbis learn out from these psukim, that even the most minimal tshuva that's coming from a person who's in a very, very low place is extremely precious to Hashem. Kamay shekosev, as the Gemara says, ne'mar b'korban behemo reach nichoyach v'ne'mar ba'oif reach nichoyach. V'nemar b'mincha reach nichoyach, l'lamedcho she'echod amar b'vechod amamit, u'bilvad she'echav en libo l'shem shamayim. That the Torah uses the words reach nichoyach, that it'll be a very well-received aroma to Hashem. The Torah uses that wording when it comes to a person bringing an ox and or a bird, and even a person bringing a handful of flour, to show us that whether a person gives a lot or whether a person gives a little, as long as his intentions are pure, as long as his intentions are really sincere. V'alkein zeh hasoid lo nizgala afilu la'avram avinu olav ha'sholem. And this is why this secret, the secret behind Korban Mincha, wasn't even revealed to Avram Avinu. Ki yefshe l'galo zeh hasoid. Because it's impossible to reveal that secret. Rak kol echot tzorech lohoven midaitoi. But rather, it's up to each and every individual Jew to realize this on their own. Ki rachmov loy kolim, that Hashem's kindness is infinite. It's limitless. Kasher gilu lanu at tzadikim b'doyro esela, as the tzadikim of our generations have taught us, as Rabbeinu Zal has taught us, the Baal Shem Tov taught us. Ki iker ze ho inyen yefshel galo iskim ayde at tzadikim shebedoro sachronim elu, because the essence of this can only be revealed to the tzadikim of our generations, of these final generations. Shehasidrachra hispashtamoid, when the sidrachra, when the yitzahara has spread tremendously. Avla shemizborach sheleach basoiv tzadikim sheim bechinas hisnoitzitzus moshiach. However, in order to counter that, in order to combat that, Hashem sends tzaddikim in these final generations who are an aspect of His Noitzitzus Moshiach. It's like a little taste of the light of Moshiach. Kemuva b'kisvi harizal harbe boze, as the Arizal discusses this a lot. Ki ikar zehu nyin legaloi sulai dea oitzma chesta zeh shichon lestakana filai dea b'chinas hasir so eifo zeh mizgale rak b'chol dor vador al idea tzadikim agdoilim shemamshichem hisnoitzis us Moshiach shubchinas David. Rab Nosson Zal says, because the essence of this, to be able to reveal and enlighten the Jewish people regarding the incredible kindness that Hashem possesses, that a person can get a tikkun even through the most minimal effort, even through Asiras Uefa, this is revealed in each and every single generation only through the great tzaddikim who are able to draw some of the light of Moshiach into the generation, such as Dovra Melech, She'osa atzmoi tomid oni ve'evyoin. As, for example, Dovra Melech, who we see that whenever he presented himself to Hashem, he always presented himself as a beggar, a humble beggar. As he says in Tehillim, Vani oni ve'evyoin, I am a pauper. Ki Moshiach hu bechinas oni v'roichev al hachamor, because we know the Navi tells us in Zechariah that Moshiach himself, when he will come, he will come in the appearance of a poor man riding on a mule or a donkey. Uboichsiv v'chosuboy am oni v'dal. And the Pasuk says in Tzfanya about Moshiach that the nation of poor, extremely impoverished people, they will depend on him. They will yearn to Moshiach. Uchsiv, and there's another Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Yochoi saldal ve'evyoin. He will have pity on the extremely poor people. The word dal refers to a poor person who is in the most impoverished state possible. V'nafshoi sevyoinim yoshia, and he will help the souls of the poor. Uboy yechesu aniye ami, as we say. Uchsiv ki ato am oni soshia, you will help the poor nation. Rav Moshe Zalman is quoting all of his psukim to reiterate and to emphasize that this is how Hashem wants us to present ourselves before Him in tefillah. Hashem wants a Jew to examine himself and come to the realization that he's very far from Hashem and that he has so little in terms of good deeds, so little to feel proud, to feel arrogant, chas v'shalom. V'alkein be'emes yesh deya be'medrash shegam la'avram avinu nizgal esoyd asir soifo rak shehoya be'remes k'mo yishemuva sham b'smaforshim. Rav Nosson says this is why, interestingly, if you look in the commentaries in the Medrash, you'll see that some of them say that even though Hashem didn't reveal the secret of the mincha to Avram Avinu clearly, but Hashem did hint it to him. Hashem did give him remozim about it. Ki beemes iev shelegaloi ze hasoid ki im beremes sheyovan adam biatzmoi ad hechen tzorach leschazik. Because Rav Nosson says the truth is that even the great tzaddikim are not really supposed to spell this out to the people clearly, but rather they can give us an idea about this. It's up to each and every single individual person to get the hint, to realize how awesome is Hashem's kindness. Ki yefsher b'shum oifen legalis lo beferish. Because it is impossible to reveal this to a Jew who's in such a state, to reveal it to him clearly, to spell it out clearly to him. Ki imkein tisbatel habechira. Because if the tzaddik does that, then there's no free choice anymore. Where's the free choice? The tzaddik tells the person, I'm promising you, I'm telling you 100% that Hashem knows exactly everything you've done wrong, and Hashem, and you can definitely do tshuva, and it won't take a lot, even the tiniest drop that you'll do. The tzaddik, when a new person comes to him, he has to be careful to give the person remozim, to still leave some room for bechira. That the person has to show some initiative. The person has to take some steps to inquire further, to investigate, to open his mind. Ki behechrich sheyishor lo bechira. Because it is mandatory. Just as Hashem does not take away a person's bechira completely, so too the tzaddikim, they emulate Hashem. And usually, they avoid taking away a person's bechira completely. And this is also the concept of the mincha of barley. Shehi mincha so'imer. This is the mincha that was brought on the day that the Omer was brought, the second day of Pesach. Shemivin betchilas ha'hiskarvus Yisroel, which was brought when the Jews were first starting to come close to Hashem, when they first left the mud. They first got out of Mitzrayim, Egypt. Shehi tchilas hatshuva. That represents the beginning of tshuva. Ki oimer soirim hu pele yoiser. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, as much of a chiddush as every korban mincha is, the mincha soimer is even a bigger chiddush. Ki gam hakoimetz mincha hu misoirim shumaychal behema. Because because the kaimitz, the mincha seirim, is mamish from barley, which is animal food. It's not even classified as human food. Usually we speak about wheat and barley. Wheat is meichel adam. Barley is more meichel behema. It's a lower class of grain. Shehi bechinas heder adas betachlis. When we talk about a behema, when we want to express our feelings about a person who's showing no brains, we say, are you a behema? Are you an animal? So Rav Nosson says, behema represents heder adas betachlis, the essence of absence of intelligence. Bechinas tachlis hadalus vanias, a person who's in the most impoverished state mentally. Umishom daika, tzrichen lohavi mincha soirim, shibichinas tshuva utfila, shibitachlis hakatnus vashiflus. And in that state, when we just got out of Mitzrayim, and we were on the 49th level of impurity, and we were so messed up, Hashem wanted us to bring this mincha soirim, this little bit of barley, which represents a tshuva and tefillah on the most minimal, minimal level. And this is what kicked off, this is what initiated the beginning of Klal Yisrael starting to really come close to Hashem, climbing the ladder, the 50 steps, to get to Kabbalah Satorah. Shaydei zeh zoichen lohochen atzman b'chol yoyim imi asfira at shezoichen l'kabbalah satorah b'shfuas. This is, by starting off with this mincha soimer, that's what enables us to prepare ourselves throughout those 49 days to be zoichen to receive the Torah in the end on that 50th day on the holiday of Shavuos.